left field.
Which is exactly what you said in CKLN from the Secret Council of Ten when you were laying it all out. So you're asking now, well, how would that be? And then you go, okay, you need to go back to CKLN and listen to the archives. And they have, and now they're noticing what you have said is the case.
Could you give me something crazy that I said back then? What did they say back then? I was trying to be...
That the econoclast, the Euro econoclast, is going to come and take over the Android meme. The Android meme was going to be divided by the five bodies. The five bodies were going to take over the mind, body, spirit, and engage at every level that the humans wouldn't have a life of their own. They would be bound in their own FEMA cramps, in their own worlds, with their own diseases and problems that they created themselves that they'd be judged by. And then something about Reverend staying in the Church of the Subgenius. and how Dave Worcester had something going on, but we're not quite sure what, you know.
Okay, so the Homeland Security says, yes, there is an Android being. And Bob said that this would happen. Our five bodies. They said they understand my language now. What you're saying.
Well, they have to because it says specifically. Now everybody gets on the news and they say, "Watch out for big tech."
Yeah.
What the fuck is big tech? Where did big tech come from? Next thing you know, well, we're going to have to read Marshall McLuhan to find out how Mini Ecology has had an effect in Dobstown. Dobstown is taking over, and we got to see how Arthur Croker thinks that it's going to have a positive effect on the spiritual aspect of Dobstown. Yeah, that's what you're going to do,
Bob. Okay, so a lot of people wrote about McLuhan since McLuhan showed up. They got a bit of what he said. There's even people run around teaching it. But none of them said it as early as I did and with this new language and update. That made me stand
up.
But
the thing that they're saying only has to do with they were only having part and counterpart to what you said. That's all they're doing. They wouldn't have Andrew Crystal wouldn't be anything without you.
Yeah. So I don't realize
it's no big deal. You say, yep, like it's no big deal, but you know it. Now, you've affected an entire zeitgeist. McLuhan wouldn't be McLuhan without you. And everybody in the world is trying to prove you have nothing to do with McLuhan, which you made damn Marshall fucking McLuhan. And now you're asking us, well, exactly what does the Department of Homeland Security have to know about Marshall McLuhan that doesn't have anything to do with me? I'm not quite sure what you mean. Like, Come on, man.
I know that I was talking about McLuhan from 84 on to 92 and then into the States. I'm doing talking it, and on the radio, which is effective electrical, that would explain why Eric had jumped. I was on the electric media, and he wasn't. So I took over, and we caused the McLuhan revival.
Okay. And so you're asking the question, why?
No, I'm saying I can see that we did that. Once you said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Someone else said it besides me thinking it. But it's curious how no one will acknowledge it in the profession.
But yet they do. Yet they are. Because you're the standard by which they're all judged.
And that's why they ban me. Keep me out of the area.
Yeah. Well, because you have, because they can't. When you start saying something, they can't. You've got the papers. How do you get that? That's ridiculous. He doesn't deserve that. He's not anybody.